Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, we're here from Curiosity.com to help you get smarter in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn a surprising reason why you shouldn't lie to your kids. Then, you'll learn about why calculus matters and what exactly calculus even is from popular mathematics writer and Cornell University professor Stephen Strogatz.
Let's calculate some curiosity.
If you think telling kids a few little white lies just to make things easier or keep them in line can't hurt, then think again. New research published in the Journal of Experimental Child Psychology suggests that kids told lies by their parents are not only more likely to lie as adults, but might also have a harder time dealing with psychological and social difficulties. The research team behind this study came from Nanyang Technological University in Singapore, and they surveyed 377 young adults on how often their parents lied to them as kids and how often they now lie to their parents. The study also assessed how well they had adjusted to challenges in adulthood. The results? Well, those who reported being lied to more often as children were not only more likely to report lying to their parents as adults, but they were also more likely to both internalize their problems through anxiety and social isolation and externalize them by being disruptive and causing trouble. Trust is an essential element in building relationships, and the relationship and trust built between a parent and child is often the first relationship developed in a person's lifetime, so it carries extra weight. The researchers suggest that children whose parents erode their trust by lying to them have difficulty forming close, unguarded relationships with others and are often also more likely to develop problematic behaviors like aggression and rule breaking. Taken to the extreme, the researchers suggest that pathological lying that begins in childhood may be a marker for psychopathy later in life. As with any study, particularly those involving questionnaires, there were several limitations. The surveys relied on the young adults' recollections of being lied to, and they also didn't distinguish between different types of lies as they relate to the parents' motivations. Some lies, especially those meant to assert the parents' authority, may be more harmful than others. The study's lead author suggests a better way to go about things, which involves acknowledging the children's feelings, giving them information so they know what to expect, and problem-solving together, especially by offering them choices in how to deal with a situation.
I don't think my parents ever lied to me.
Really? They never even said, like, we'll get dessert on the way home.
No.
Or, like, if you don't come with me right now, I'm leaving you here. Am I telling you more about my childhood than you're telling me about yours? Well, what about Santa? Did they say, if you're bad, Santa's not going to get you any presents?
No.
Wow. Well, you have a really good relationship with your parents now. So I do. That shows what being truthful with your kids does for you.
This is actually very true. Today's episode is sponsored by Purple Mattress. Sleep is important. The quality of your sleep affects the quality of your daily life. When I don't sleep well, everyone knows. And I mean everyone.
Yeah. And that's why you got to try a Purple Mattress. The Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not like the memory foam you're probably used to.
The Purple material feels unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. And that keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool.
Even better, it comes with a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. It's also backed by a 10-year warranty, and it has free shipping and returns.
You are going to love Purple. And right now, Curiosity Daily listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. And that's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text CURIOUS to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text CURIOUS to 84888.
That's CURIOUS to 84888. Message and data rates may apply.
I have a confession to make. I have never taken a calculus class. Have you, Ashley?
I have, yeah.
Okay, well, I know that I'm not alone because according to a 2018 article in Education Week, Today, about 800,000 high school students nationwide take calculus. That's about 15% of all U.S. high schoolers. Now, at the same time, I've never been particularly good at math, but I've always been curious about what I was missing out on, because calculus always felt somehow different to me. And that's why we got in touch with popular mathematics writer and Cornell University professor Stephen Strogatz. Earlier this year, he published his newest book, Infinite Powers: How Calculus Reveals the Secrets of the Universe. And today he joins us to explain why calculus is important and why it matters, not to mention what it even is.
I think a lot of people consider calculus to be this really stuffy, very complicated thing that you only learn in school and then you never use again. And it's just not relevant to most people's daily lives. And in Infinite Powers, you kind of make the argument that it is the language of nature. It's basically us interpreting nature. Can you talk about some examples of how that happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think all the things you just said are true simultaneously. It is the language of nature, calculus, but it is also true, if we're honest, that most people are not going to use it much in their daily lives. And so, that's a complicated case for me to try to make for the value of calculus. Because if I try to say you're going to need it to balance your checkbook or to drive around town, not really true. On the other hand, the GPS that helps you drive around town or find your way when you're lost after a long trip, GPS is a wonder of calculus. It's using calculus in so many ways to help synchronize the atomic clocks that are on board those satellites that are sending GPS signals down to your receiver to do the phase lock, to acquire the signal. There's all kinds of math under the hood of daily life, and particularly calculus. We don't realize it, but our phones, when we use wireless, we're using calculus. When we go for an ultrasound, maybe it's a happy pregnant mom and dad to be. That medical imaging relies on techniques that come from Fourier analysis to look at waves and interpret them. In this case, sound waves, ultrasound waves. Calculus there too. So we could go on and on about that. It's like this invisible, unsung hero in our daily lives. And as you say, it's able to be all of that because it is the language of nature, the language of the universe, in the sense that if you look at the laws of physics that govern, let's say, if we're going to keep talking about wireless, that's electromagnetic radiation going through the air or even through vacuum. So when you're trying to understand radar or any other wireless signal, the physics behind that is the basic physics of electricity and magnetism. And when you write the laws of physics that govern electric and magnetic fields, they are laws written in the language of calculus. That's true across the board, whether we're talking about the laws of fluid dynamics, which tell us how onrushing air blowing past an airplane wing keeps that plane aloft. That's written in partial differential equations, again, an outgrowth of calculus. And so for every corner of nature that we can look at, from the subatomic in the nucleus to the cosmological, today the Nobel Prize was just awarded for work on cosmology and exoplanets and all that. So at the smallest and the largest scales of nature and everywhere in between, it's calculus all the way, baby.
Well, let's back up a little bit. What at a very basic level, what is calculus?
Yeah, absolutely. Important question. Right. So if you had to say it in one sentence, you could say calculus is the mathematics of change. That's the key word. Change, especially continuous change, things that change smoothly and continuously as opposed to in sudden jumps. But anything that changes smoothly, whether it's the level of virus, let's say, in the bloodstream of a patient with HIV, and how that virus drops after they take combination therapy, triple, cocktail therapy. Studying the concentration of the virus as a function of time using calculus actually led doctors in the 1990s to the therapy that has now made HIV into a chronic and manageable illness rather than a near certain death sentence. Or the change could be change in position. That's what we call motion. So when we're studying the motion of the planets in the solar system, the movement of the planets, those are governed by Newton's laws of motion, calculus again, and law of gravitation, also expressed in calculus. So it really is everywhere. I mean, in this sense, as a universal describer of motion and change, I'd rank calculus right up there with one of the, in the top five ideas of all time that humanity has come up with. What could compete with it? Evolution, I would say, is up there. Maybe relativity and quantum mechanics if we're going to stick to science. But yeah, calculus is unbelievably powerful and important and pervasive.
I was going to say the fifth thing is the double-decker taco supreme. Pretty cool, right? Well, we're not done with Stephen Strogatz yet. You'll be hearing from him over the next few weeks while we do a little Monday math refresher. And don't worry, we'll do it without making you crunch any numbers. Or you can do an even deeper dive into the wonderful world of calculus in Stephen's book, Infinite Powers: How Calculus Reveals the Secrets of the Universe. You can find a link to the book and lots more from Stephen in today's show notes.
Okay, so what made us so jazzed about today's stories? Well, for one thing, we found out that lying to kids isn't as harmless as you might think.
Yeah, don't just default to, a little lie will make it easier.
Yeah.
Because kids are really smart.
They are.
I think that's probably why my parents never lied to me, because they knew I was just so smart. I would obviously know.
Oh, definitely.
And I was excited about this episode because, like I said, I didn't know anything about calculus. And I am in the majority here, at least among high school educated adults here in the U.S. It was cool to learn that calculus is the mathematics of change, especially continuous change, and that without calculus, we wouldn't have GPS or ultrasounds or life-saving HIV therapy. All stuff that I wouldn't have associated with calculus, of all things.
Totally. Also, fun fact, in the first chapter of Stephen Strogatz's book, he explains infinity with pizza. So you got that to look forward to.
That's delicious. Does he mention why they never serve beer at a math party?
Uh-oh, is that a joke?
Well, it's because you can't drink and derive.
Oh. That's pretty bad.
This podcast rules. Today's first story was written by Steffi Drucker and edited by Ashley Hamer, managing editor for Curiosity.com.
Today's episode was scripted, produced, and edited by Cody Goff.
Join us again tomorrow to learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.